Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Flow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I write along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the beats, it's time to call blow. Yes. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the class unique. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with the great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and I want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. Welcome, everybody, to The Remix. Let me go ahead and give out the call-in number so that you can have that. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And that's going to get you locked into The Remix. So all you have to do, if you're in the U.S., dial the U.S. country code and dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So good to see everyone in the house tonight, the whole Remix family. I see you guys getting yourself situated in the chat room. And also want to let you know that the chat room, that chat room is open. Let me go ahead and give you some directions so you can get yourself situated and come on over. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, and that's going to get you locked in and get you into the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to you as a guest here joining us in the platform. Greetings to you. And let you know, if you're a guest, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up and tell us who you are, and you'll be able to participate in chat. The Remix family is getting themselves situated, so they're right there, and they certainly will make you feel right at home and definitely make you feel welcome. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad to have the Remix family in the house. And to have you guys in the house with us this evening. Just trying to get situated over here. Thank you, guys. Peace and greetings, everyone. So good to be in the Remix tonight. Our international callers who are out there calling, it's a couple of ways that you can lock yourself in to the share tonight. And we're going to be live, as always, in the Remix. So I see many of you on the phone lines, and all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code if you're outside the U.S., and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. Yeah, peace and greetings to everyone out there. How's everybody weekend? Everybody had a good kind of slow motion kind of weekend. Lots of things going on in the air here. The weather is changing, and temperatures are changing. And, yeah, you know, so how's everybody's weekend? Everybody had a good time. Amazing share last night in Self-Invested. For those of you who know, we have the group Self-Invested, and we meet on the weekends. And the brother Dietrich from the Perfect Union Wealth Center joined us, the one that did the spiritual e-commerce here. It was a beautiful, amazing share, brother Dietrich, and lots of information finding out about building wealth and how the Perfect Union Wealth Center plays a role in that. I was super excited. So big ups to everyone in Self-Invested And also big ups to Brother Dietrich as well, who's also self-invested, so and a part of the Remix family also. So it was a beautiful, beautiful share on Saturday night. I really, really enjoyed it, and I know many of you did as well, too. So it was good. It was good. Ah, yeah, welcome. Welcome, Remix family. So good to see you guys in the house. Tonight, we're going to be live in the Remix, so I will be taking your calls here. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, because that's what we're going to jump right into. I'm going to take some calls for you. We're definitely live in the Remix tonight. So we're just kind of, you know, kind of in a chat and chill mode. I guess that's the mode in. I don't really have a name for it. That's cool, too. But we're going to listen to some music. Listen to a little bit of Baby Blue as we get ready to get started. That's what I kind of was doing today, especially late this evening, this afternoon. I was listening to a lot of different music. We have, you know, music is something that very close to my heart, and I know many of you guys as well, too. Growing up, my father was a music connoisseur, so he listened to music from all different backgrounds, from all different parts of the world, and from, you know, all different genres and, you know, just everything, just really, really just music, you know. It speaks to my spirit, it speaks to my soul, and, you know, just good music. Nothing can replace good music, and it does my heart well every time I hear Baby Blue sing, and she starts to make her own music. In a sense, we are always making music. You know, the vibrations that we give off into the universe, you know, through our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, things that we're doing, you know, when we're doing different things in our lives. You know, some of us make music when we're cooking, we make music when we're cleaning, we make music when we're working, because we're giving off a frequency and a vibration. We make music when we're making love, you know, we make music when we're with friends and family. So we're always sending out our vibes out into the universe for others to pick up on and to know what's going on with us through those vibrations. We make music through one of the most powerful ways when we're speaking. You know, the voice is directly connected to the soul. So that definitely lets you know a lot about the frequency, the vibration that's going on. So tonight, it'll be a lot of that. It'll be about the music you're making. It'll be about your frequency. It'll be about your vibration. And we can ask those questions and talk about it here. So let's get ready to get into the share. I am so glad to have you guys here. Don't forget, tonight the Kim Deck orders go out. And so for those of you who want to order the Know Your Magic Oracle Deck, just look at the show notes. All of the detailed information is there, and you can find out about that, as well as the Know Your Magic audio workbook, which is out there as well, too. So you can definitely find out about that, and you can get yourself over, and you can put that in. It's just so good to have everybody in the house. Welcome to all of my priestess who are joining me this evening here, and to everyone in the Remix family all across the globe, all across the world, that always show up, always is here. Listening, peace and love, and welcome to the seen and the unseen as we get into the
la,
show.
La, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Yeah, so the song that I'm going to play tonight is one that I'm definitely know that you guys can definitely relate to as we get ready to get into the share. I was speaking with my daughter this evening, and we were talking about music, and she always, both of my children always share a lot of songs, music that they're listening to with me, and some of them we both listen to alike, which I think is really, really cool. And then I'm able to learn so much about the music out there just because of their own personal taste they have in music. And then one of the other things that I do as well is introduce them to music that I grew up with, you know, music that really just kind of stuck to my heart and music that was a big part of me growing up, a part of, you know, just pivotal moments that have happened in my life, and then also music that was instrumental to my parents, which is, would be their grandparents, for them to listen to too. And so we start listening to a lot of different of the women singers. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting is if you want to find out what was going on, what relationships were like, what family life was like, all you had to do was listen to what the sisters were singing about. And you can even hear what the sisters are singing about now. And you still can tap into that energy and that frequency of what was happening at the particular time, what was going on. And a lot of the music is timeless, you know? Same things with the brothers. A lot of the music is very, very timeless. So even when we start to think about what's going on, we can listen to our brothers and sisters. So we can go back and we can listen to some of the tracks that Marvin Gaye was singing about. We can go back and we can see those songs that, you know, Natalie Cole was singing about, or Aretha Franklin, and or some of the girl groups, the Emotions. We can listen to their music and know exactly what was going on with our people, and not just our people as they are here in America, but our people all over the world. And a lot of what they were singing about is what made this music so timeless, and what made being able to experience a concert live, you know, being able to be present and to be live. You understand? You know, this is definitely a lot about what you could understand about what was going on. Same thing when we think about our brothers as well. So this particular song, I want you to think back to some of our older sisters who were singing about different songs, and think about songs that they're singing about now. And even though there's still good music out there, I'm just the person that I'm a hopeless romantic when it comes to music. And I believe that if you want to find beautiful music, if you want to find quality music, it exists out there. You just have to search for it like anything else. You can't expect radios to bring to your ears what you can hear. If these are the same mediums that we say spit out propaganda and spit out things that are not true, then why would you allow them to dictate your taste, your vibration when it comes to music? Because we know that our people all over the globe are consciously making music. As we speak right now, there is some young person in the studio. There is some person who is writing down lyrics. There is someone right now that has a tune in their head. There is someone right now playing a song right now that is producing some music. So never lose that spirit of believing that music, there is no good music out there. You know, that would be like saying there's no people out there. You know, how could that exist if you exist? And we're all responsible for making music. Each and every one of us, we're responsible for bringing a conscious frequency to the planet. So we're going to listen to a song, and this song just kind of stuck with me today. And I thought that this is one of the songs that we'll play here this evening. And yeah, we're going to listen to this, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was Denise Williams and Silly. And Silly, and I could see many of you guys taking flashbacks, going back down memory lane that can remember that, and just that very, very unique and defined voice that Denise had, and just the way she kind of belted out Silly. And that told us a lot about what was going on at that particular time and what was happening as far as that particular era and what was going on. We're going to listen to one more song because I kind of want to bring you guys here and let you know exactly what was, you know, so we can kind of bridge that gap between what was going on then and kind of where we are right now. And so we're going to listen to this and be right back. I'll take your calls after that.
Let me sit this ass on you, show you how I feel. Let me take this off, you watch me, let's mass appeal. Don't take your eyes, don't take your eyes off it. Watch it, baby. Baby, grab a hold, don't let go. Let me know that you're ready. I just wanna show you now. Slow it down, go around. You rock hard, I rock steady,
and rock right up to the side of my mountain. Right into the bottom of my fountain. I wanna play in your deep faith, deep faith, deep. Then dip me under where you can feel my river flow and flow. Hold me till I'm free, forget to breathe. Don't watch me cope up until my well runs dry. And I ascend all over me, faith, deep faith.
Rocket to waterfall, rocket to waterfall, rocket to waterfall, bathing the waterfall.
I do it like it's my profession, I gotta make a confession. I'm proud of all the faces you put it in your face. By the way, if you need a personal trainer or a therapist, I can be a piece of sunshine, inner peace, entertainer. Anything else that you may read between the lines, you and I create rockets and waterfalls. So rock right up to the side of my mountain, climb until you reach my peak, babe, peak. Right into the bottom of my fountain, I wanna play in your deep faith, deep faith, deep. Then dip me under where you can feel my river flow and flow. Hold me till I'm free, forever free. And watch me over until my will runs dry. And I ascend all over me, faith, deep faith.
Rock hard, rock steady, rock hard, rock steady, rock hard, rock steady.
Don't you know that I give you the loving if you need it? I give you my word, you can believe it. Your love feels like
life has a reason to limit
my love.
Your love
lifts me.
kiss me. Pray we don't overflow. Baby, I know you can feel it flow. Deep in the peak of my waterfall. Rock it, baby, rock it, baby, rock it. Feel the waterfall. Driving me crazy, crazy. You ain't right for doing it to me like that, daddy. Even though I've been a bad, 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 bad girl. Tell me what you're gonna do about that. I knew what you gon' do with all this. All up in your face, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, my shit's so good. It ain't even right. I know I'm right. Hell yeah, you the shit. That's why you're my equivalent. With so much more than pointless pictures, Instagram pictures, consumers.
What about that ching ching ching? What about that? What about that ching ching?
Baby boom,
baby.
Cyclical trends, trying to fit in. Home is where the heart is. God damn it, I'm comfortable in my skin, in your. Comfortable in my skin. You look so comfortable in my skin.
All right. Nothing like a little bit of grown folks music from Beyonce right there. That's called Rocket, you guys, and I love that. I wanted to kind of play both of those songs just so that you can see just kind of how music moves and just how intimate music can be and just how loving music can be. And it takes on many different genres. I mean, even if we were to play some of our hip-hop and some of our rap right now and to talk about some of the other things, really there is a message in the music. It's just, you know, hey, it depends on what kind of message I guess you're trying to deliver or you're trying to hear. But welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And you are live in The Remix. We're going to go straight to the phone lines because we're live tonight. You guys can definitely call in if you have a question, and we can go from there. So we're going to be doing live readings here live in The Remix tonight, and I'd love to hear from you guys. You know, definitely bring your music with you when you come. Make sure that you're live. Make sure that you are live when you show up. And when you call in. So let's go to the caller calling in from area code 910. You're live in The Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Anna, and I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay. Do you have me on speakerphone?
I have the headset in, but I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can. And who's on the line, please?
This is Anna. Hello?
Yeah, you said Anna?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
That's okay. We can hear you. Who's on the line, please?
This is Anna from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay, greetings to you, Anna, from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Yeah, what's your question this evening?
I don't know. Like, I was calling the other day, but I didn't get through and everything. And I'm just like, I'm at a weird place or whatever where I just got out of school. and I want to move forward with like a business, with the reselling business, and I want to like try some new stuff with like my thinking. And right now, I just feel like, I don't know, it's like this thing where you wanna go, but it's just like you feel like you have set up some type of mental block. And I just want to know, like, what can you see?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about what you want to do, and we'll talk about some of the things that I see. One of the main things that I'll tell you that comes up first for you, I see this beautiful tree, and North Carolina is one of my most favorite places on the planet. I love the scenery there. I love the trees. I love the greenery. I really just like a lot of the surrounding when it comes to the particular environment. That's one of the places I do love. It's a great place to kind of drive through and just to be in that atmosphere. But I say that because what comes up for you is instantly I see a tree. And this particular tree has to do with the tree of life, you know, and often we can think of many different things when it comes to the trees, but this is really about your responsibility that you feel for your family.
Oh, man. Okay.
Does that make sense?
It really does.
Yeah, and instantly I see, you know, just I see a lot of your ancestors who've passed on just kind of standing and sitting by the tree, and I, you know, see you standing in front of the tree, just kind of looking out to the tree, and this is really about you feeling that you are responsible, and somehow if you move on with your life that you're going to be leaving them behind, or they're not going to support you, or that's not what they want you to do. And so this is about this obligation that you're feeling with your family.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's funny you say that, because like one of the things that's been on my mind, like, just, I don't know, it's just the last month, but it feels like the last 2 years, it's been to make sure my parents are like there, I'm able to give to them or contribute financially to them or whatever,
yeah.
Because I feel like something is going to happen if they don't like have, I don't know, financial backing from me or something.
Yeah. Well, here's a couple of things that I want you to do. The first thing that I want you to do is I want you to change that particular focus. I think it's beautiful that you want to be able to contribute and help your parents, and I definitely support you in that. I think that's a beautiful thing to do, but not do it from the position of thinking that if you don't do it, that they're just not going to be able to make it. Like, they cannot live a life without you, because that's not true. That's not true. You understand? They raised you. So how could that be true? And they didn't raise you, you know, kind of like the Pinocchio story, so you could grow up to be a good girl and just dedicate your whole life to them. That's not the purpose that your parents raised you, you know? And so once you change your focus from thinking that if you don't help them, that somehow they will not be able to survive, then you'll have more than enough to help them with. Does that make sense? But as long as you keep saying, I got to help them, I got to do this, it's got to be right, you're not going to be able to do that. See, one thing about our thoughts is that whatever we focus on, whatever we give attention to, we're creating more and more and more of that energy. And we're human. You know, we're spiritual beings first, and we don't need to do anything to be spiritual. We are. But there is certain work that is required to raise your frequency and your consciousness. This is what all of this is about. This is what I'm about. This is what the remix is about. It's so that we can learn how to raise our frequency, and so that we can get to the highest level of our understanding that helps us to continuously evolve and support those that are close to us and that we love and that we care about, ourselves first.
Right.
So the main things I want you to do is I want you to begin to change your focus. Now, you may say, Ms. Blue, that's kind of easier said than done. How do you really change your focus? It's a couple of ways that you can actually change your focus, and this is what I want you to do, is I want you, when you get up every morning, I want you to find a word, and it could be any kind of word that you decide. It's going to be something that lifts you up. Let's say you wake up in the morning and you want to focus on joy. Any time that your thought goes back into what I like to call poverty within consciousness, because that has a lot to do with it, I want you to focus on joy. Go back and think about times when you were a young child, some of the funnest times that you had in your life. I want you to begin to think about that time and just spend about 2 or 3 minutes there and just thinking about that. That's going to shift your focus. And when you bring your focus back, then I want you to start taking steps day by day on what you can do to begin to move yourself forward in what you want to do. Start doing research and start doing things to begin to move yourself forward. This
right.
is another thing that is a misconception for yourself and even, I have to say, for a lot of people in your family, because right now I see that this looks like this could either be a grandmother or someone older, because I see quite a few people in your bloodline had children when they were very young. So they still are very young, even in their wiser or older years. You know,
like, so you're saying like they didn't like get to their maturity level before they transitioned, or
well, some of them did, and some of them did not. You understand? Like for instance, it really took your father a while to get to a certain maturity level at certain things. Your mother, in her essence, was there a lot sooner than your father.
Right.
You can see that.
I really understand that, yeah. I see that one.
Yeah, so your ancestors are really telling me this, and that's a good thing because you have the knowledge that you can take all of this in and use it as a strength, you know, and that's what you should do. When you start to take a look at your parents and take a look at their relationships and your grandparents and others in your family, take all of the beautiful good things that you see out of those relationships, and those are going to be your lessons for you to carry forward for yourself. You can also take a look at where they struggled at you, so you can see your connection and be able to find your own solution. But one thing I want you to do, because for you, love is very complicated.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and love is very simple. It's very simple. It only becomes complicated when you start to put restraints and different things inside of it. So keep it very simple. And even when it comes to you loving your parents, there is absolutely nothing you need to do in order for your parents to love you. There's nothing. All you have to do is be who you are. Nothing is required from you. You understand? Nothing. Right. Everything else that you give, just know that you do it and you give it because of love. That's it. Not out of obligation, because what starts to happen is you start to become resentful or you become stagnant in your own life.
That just hit like for real that hit. Because I'm thinking about that, because it's like it's in a situation too with getting out of school and everything, and then like you want to like move, and I actually have gone to another city, but then it's like you don't know if you want to leave because you're like, are they going to be okay because they're getting older and everything? Is everything going to work out? And you're actually like, gosh, shouldn't I go forward or do I need to take some steps back or whatever? And that's been a big thing. That's been like a lot of stress.
Yeah. So that's what I want you to do, to put a plan in action, because no matter where you go on the planet, you can be loving to your parents, you can be very supportive to them, and you can also give to them. And, you know, recognize your own level of maturity too. And it's not the only reason you want to stay is not just because of them. So if we had to be completely honest, there's a part of you that is very fearful of failure. And so this is sort of your safety blanket. You know how everybody, a baby, has their blankie? You know, this, your family is your blankie. You get it? Because it keeps you in the place where you don't have to grow up and you don't have to move forward. But it's time for you to, you know, really
put, yeah, you have to do something new.
Yeah. It's time for you to really begin to trust. Trust in yourself. Trust in your parents. They're going to be there to support you. And it's time for you to kind of step out there. And if you need to come back home and recuperate, know that you always have a place there. But this is what it's time for you to do. It really is for you to change your focus, keep your love simple, and then begin to trust yourself and move forward. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have one other question. Okay, what am I doing right now in my relationship that is like I don't know, causing issues? I mean, because obviously I can look at some things, but if you can see from the outside and talk about it, what can you see?
Say that again. You said, what are you doing in your relationship?
Yeah, what can you see in my relationship that I'm doing that is like could be preventing like love from flourishing?
That is preventing the love from flourishing? Is that what you
yes.
said?
Oh,
okay. One of the other things is that in the relationship, you know, you're definitely a girl after my own heart, because one of the things that you love is love. You're in love with love.
Right.
You know? You love to love. And when you get into a relationship, you release all of your emotions.
Mm.
And
oh,
sometimes that could be overwhelming, especially when you have somebody you really love, that you release all of your emotions and you leave all of your emotion baggage on the person too. So every
right.
love that never worked in your life, you dumped on this dude. And he's kind of like, okay, this is a whole lot. It's a whole lot to do, you know. So, you know, and I know that when you love someone, you want to be completely honest with them, and we want to be able to share things with them, and we want to be able to, share every love story, every sorrow, everything that happened. But some people just don't do well with the mushy stuff. They don't.
Right.
They just don't.
Right.
And that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. But it's about just recognizing where you want to dump your emotions, that you understand where you want to dump all of that at. You know, that may be good for a journal. It may be good for a friend that is very close to you that can understand all sides of you. A lot of times when we're in relationships and we're getting to know people, sometimes people only want to know certain sides. It takes
right.
time
right.
for them to get to know all of you. And you kind of want to go in feet first and just be butt naked and say, here I am.
I want to, like, the thing is, like, I really just want to, I do say some of this stuff or whatever, but I actually am at this point where I just want to, like, cut a lot of cords because I thought I cut the cords, and I'm not sure all the cords are cut.
Well, you know, I have
to back then.
Yeah, well, I have a real interesting perspective about cutting cords, as we say, because we do have an infinite cord that connects us to the universe. That connects us to the cosmos, and that holds all memories. So we can cut
right.
all day. It still lives within our heart, you understand? And
mm-hmm.
The number one thing that I want you to know about this is that you said you thought you cut these cords and you thought you released this energy. That's probably true. You did it on the surface level. You understand what I'm saying? And so
right.
That's kind of like taking, let me see if I can give you an example. That's like taking a tree branch and cutting off one of the branches of the tree. That could
mm-hmm.
be considered cutting a cord. But guess what? That branch can grow back.
Oh, wow. So it's not simple, because it's like I'm thinking in my mind that, you know, you let it go. You talk about it a few times and you let it go and you try to heal, meditate, and then just throw it away, but it's almost, it's still like a boomerang or something.
Well, you know, the situation that you're talking about, you're never going to forget. And here's the honest truth when it comes to certain matters of the heart. It's not meant for you to ever forget. You're supposed to, because if you forget it, it's a possibility that you'll do it again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If I remove something and I have no memory of it, then I can go right back out here and do the same thing again. So what I want you to take a look at is, one, I want you to take your responsibility in the situation, because up until today, you have not.
You're right.
You haven't, because, see, once you take your responsibility in the situation, then you'll know that this was an experience for you to gain, and that, guess what, you didn't like the way that felt, and you will never do it again. End the story.
That's real.
So just take a look at where you played your role at, and you will know whenever you feel that role coming up again for you again, you're going to say, oh, no, I'm going to pass on that role. I don't want to play that. I'm good. I'm good with that.
Right. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and go out and live. That's what we're talking about tonight, and be live. You know, live and live is the same, because it carries that energy. Go out and live and be live, you know, and celebrate those joyous things in your life, and, you know, just continue to go there. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I appreciate it, Ms. Lou.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. And thank you so much for calling in. All right. Beautiful.
Bye.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. My name is Wasifa Williams, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Greetings to you. Did you say Latifa?
Wasifa.
Beautiful name, Wasifa. Greetings to you, Wasifa.
Greetings. I was calling to get a reading.
Okay. All right. And we can certainly do that. One of the things I want to ask you a question is, tell me why you have so much sadness. As soon as I get into your aura, I just instantly feel the sadness coming upon me.
I don't know.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
You don't know how to answer what's been making you feel sad?
Maybe because I'm not in the position that I want to be in life.
Well, when you say maybe, that means that you're clueless about what's going on with you.
Say that again.
I said when you say maybe, that means you don't know. You're not sure what's going on with you. So what do you want a reading about?
What's my future?
What's your future? Here's one of the things I want to tell you, so you can understand exactly how readings work. And I understand if this is a new process for you, or maybe not new for you.
Yeah, it's my first
time
called.
Yeah, yeah. It's new to you with me. So let me kind of explain a little bit about Ms. Blue and how I work. One of the things that we do in the remix is that I want to fully empower you to show up in your life. And a reading is about empowering you. It's about recognizing you can have confirmation about what's going on in your life. And there's a couple of things happening in your life right now. One of them is you are very sad. and you have started to isolate yourself away from people and away from things. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
So you know. And it's power when you can acknowledge what's happening, because what I'm here to do is to give you confirmation so that you can get back on your track and really start to own your life and really start to be present and to show up and you can. Because sometimes we believe in life that when all of these things are happening, all kinds of crazy shit is going on, we feel like we have no control over what's happening and that life is happening to us. And we play no role in what's going on. But that's simply not true. Because everything that is happening in your life that has gone on, you played a very major role in it.
Okay.
You are the common denominator in it. And that's good news. It may be what I call a little bit of stinging news, a little bit of shocking news, but it's really good news, because if you're the one who caused it, that's what you can do. You can fix it. You can change it.
So how do I do that?
That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about. But first, we got to do the point where you understand that you...
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
I can't hear. Okay. Go ahead.
Can you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
I can hear you.
Okay, so what was the last thing you heard me say before you said hello that you couldn't hear?
No, I can hear. You said I'm the common denominator in my life and what took place as far as the events and why I feel sad and everything like that. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes. Yeah. So these are the things that are going on. A lot of this situation that's happening with you in your life is because you don't want to step up and take responsibility and take the lead in your life. You know?
Okay.
And this is going to be critical for you at where you are right now. You've got to step up and take the lead. A good thing for you to do is to sit down, and I want you, before you go to sleep, think about everything that's happened, absolutely everything that went on before you lost a job, everything that happened. Okay?
Yeah, because I am starting a new job, and I lost one.
Yeah.
It is a lot of changes. You know, and, you know, I lost my apartment.
Yeah, a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, and my car is going through something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot. It's just a lot all at one time.
It's a lot.
And I have a four-year-old daughter trying to, you know, maintain, you know, her and work and sleep and rest and health. It's like overall everything.
It is a lot. I mean, you know, I'm certainly not guessing at this, so definitely put the ear to it so you understand. So all of these things started with the loss of your job, and so now you're about to step into another opportunity. And so what has to happen is you've got to take the lead. You understand?
So what steps do I take to start that, to start to taking it over, taking the lead? Like, how will I begin? By doing that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to tell you. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. The first thing you have to do is you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to admit you don't know, because there's a part of you that think you got everything figured out.
Okay. So I have to...
Tell me what you mean when you say, okay.
Oh, I'm taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, like, okay, I need to make, but how do I do that? If in my character, I already know.
In your character, it means that you already know. Then what I want you to do is to see how far that has gotten you.
Okay.
when someone says to you, hey, this is the way that I want you to do this. I want you to sit. I want you to focus. This is when you go on your new job. See, you can go on there and say, okay, I got it. And know you've got it.
Okay. You say that again, that little part again.
You cannot go on your
my job.
You cannot go on your new job and say, I got it. If they show you something, I got it. I know how to do it. Don't do that. Sit back, keep your mouth closed, and learn. Even if you think you got it, sit back and watch and make sure that you understand what is happening.
Sit back. I might know, I'm sorry. Sit back, watch, and observe.
Yeah, and you need to do this in your own life, because what happens is you take the gun too fast and keep everything under control, and you don't. Because there's that journey. And as soon as something goes wrong, you want to blame everybody else. It's never your fault. It's always their fault what happened.
Okay.
So remember, you have to show up in your own life.
Okay. You have to show up in your own life. How do I do that?
I just told you.
By just listening and watching and observing.
And learning. Yeah.
And learning. Okay.
And knowing that you don't know. Just like now, I'm talking to you, and even though you're writing notes, I know you're not paying attention. You're more interested in writing a note. You're not present. That's why everything I tell you, you come back and say, how do I do that? I just told you. Because you're writing it down, you're not present. That takes you out of the moment. And this is what we started out about, is recognize that you're not present in your life. I want you to be present. Put the pencil pen down in the paper and be present. So that means that whether you're with your daughter, whether you're where you're at, focus on being present and not always trying to feel like you got to prove something to somebody. Just be present. Recognize that who you are is enough and that there's nothing about you that you got to prove to anybody. This whole beef that you got with your mother, you got to let it go. You still with me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. So what do you have to say about this whole beef with your mom?
I don't know. I don't know because it's difficult because, you know, she co-signed on the car for me. And now that I disappointed her by not maintaining the car note on the car, so now she's basically forcing me to turn in the car. And I really need the car for the time being because it's helping me. You know, driving back and forth to work and other places, and my mom is just going against what I'm trying to do with the car.
Mm.
It's trying to basically take over and turn it into the car dealer people, and I'm like, well, just let them get the car if I have to make a payment, so just, you know, let things go its course, basement. And she's like, no. Okay.
So why does your why do you think your mother wants you to turn the car in?
I don't know. That's the thing. I guess
No. You know why. Why does your mother want you to turn the car in?
So a repo on the bed on the under the paperwork, I guess.
On
so
is it because
the repo.
So the repo don't look bad on what?
Our credit.
On her credit. Your mother co-signed for you, but you're not willing to co-sign for her.
But I'm not sure how that works. So, like, I don't know if it's going to be on both
well,
our credit or just her.
Hold on. Hold on. It doesn't matter. Because could you have gotten the car without your mother?
No, I couldn't.
Okay. So you don't want to listen to your mom because what? Because this ain't the first situation.
It's not that I don't want to listen to her. It's just like now I need the car.
So you don't care about her and what's going to happen to her?
No, I do care. I do care about her. I'm not going to say I don't care about her and what's going to happen to her.
But...
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I'm just waiting for it to just take its course. How is it gonna happen? Like,
so you're waiting.
Know.
You're
I don't
waiting.
See it as a big deal. I don't see it as a
I
big
guess
deal.
Not.
Like,
I guess not. I guess you don't see
I mean,
it as a big deal because your mother is the one who's getting all of the wrath from it. You're not taking no responsibility. So I guess it's easy for you to sit back and say it ain't a big deal. What are you tripping for, Mama? You tripping for what?
Yeah, that's true.
You have got to stop. The number one thing you don't like is for people to use you, but you use the people who help you, and that's kind of messed up. The people that really got your back, you treat them like shit. But the people who don't mean you no good. Oh, you all with them. You ride or die chick with them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is what you should do. You need to call your mother. When do you start your new job?
I started already. I started yesterday.
No, I mean, when do you get your first paycheck?
On the 14th.
And do you know how much you'll be making?
Well, it's the first check. Probably roughly like around 3 something.
You need to call your mother and tell her that you're going to send her all the money from your first check for the car.
Okay.
And then ask her to see if there's any way that you guys can definitely speak to the car dealership. But see, here's the thing about the whole car thing. Even when you were still on your other job, you wasn't paying your payments on time.
Well, I wasn't making payments. I was just paying my insurance. That's what I was giving my mom for the car. Since I was able to make the car note, I stopped paying the car note on the car, like, in, like, September, November. Well,
why?
I've been a minute. You said why?
Yeah.
Because at the time I was not working for those, like, what, 2 months or a month. I think I wasn't working for a month because I lost my other job before that.
So who did you think was supposed to pay the car note for you?
No, my mom took the car from me the first time when I lost my job. She took the car away, and then she gave it back to me.
Under what conditions? Because there was conditions on getting the car back.
Right, that I pay the insurance on the car.
And who's going to pay? No, that wasn't the conditions. That wasn't it. That was only part of the conditions.
Well, she gave me the card back to transport my daughter back forth to school in the morning. That's what she told me.
But you did more than take your daughter back and forth to school.
In my car? I mean, of course, I use it for transportation reasons, like to look for a job and stuff like that.
Looking for a job is not, your mother's not upset that you used the car to look for a job. She's not upset about that. You know exactly what she's upset about. But if you want to be able to rebuild, the first place that you have to start is to rebuild this relationship back to your mother. She was willing to co-sign for you, but you're not willing to do anything for her. And that's how you're going to be able to turn this around. Yeah, that's how you're going to do it. So that's what I have to say. I suggest you start having that conversation with your mother and figuring out what you're going to do from here. And really take yourself from a humble position, not telling her how you don't see it being a big deal. Because it's a very big deal. But if you were present in your life, you would understand that it's more than a big deal. And this isn't just about car. Yeah.
You said it's not just about a car?
Oh, hell no, this ain't just about the car. Oh, no. This ain't you and your mother's first disagreement. Come on now. This ain't about a car. This is about how you're living your life, period. All right.
Why are you saying that? Peace. What do you mean?
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. Go talk to mom. She'll tell you.
You said, say that again?
Go speak to your mother. She'll tell you.
All right.
All right. Peace in to you. Peace out. Ooh, all right, you guys. We are live in the remix. We are live in the remix. Well, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 703. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is James. Just one moment. Can you hear me?
I hear a whole lot of noise, James.
Hi, is that better? Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings. Hi, it's James from Virginia. And I was calling to see if I can have a reading.
Okay, what's going on, James?
Ooh, a lot. We're trying to fix... Hold on one moment. Take my headset off. Just trying to fix my relationship with my wife. New job's on the way. Hopefully on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my granddaddy was trying to communicate to me the other day in a dream, which is pretty cool. But he passed away the day I got married to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what was up with that. I don't really, pouring libations and trying to talk to the ancestors fairly new to me. So I was just trying to get some guidance with that. And I've done some things. I've done some things to for my wife to not trust me. And
okay, I was. Thank you for saying it because I certainly was waiting on that.
Yeah, I mean not infidelity or anything like that, but it's just
who
so
said
now
it was
I'm
you know
right.
hold on, James, hold on. You know that's not the only thing that us women that's not the only thing that we get upset about. In fact, most women will tell you that they will still stay with a man who has cheated on them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm just, I'm, you know, I'm communicating more, but now I'm wondering, it's like, she's the one that she communicates a lot, and I'm communicating more, but now I see her drawing in, and it's like, man, I know it's not too late, but I'm just wondering what it is that I can do besides waiting, you know, letting time pass to, you know, show and prove that, you know, I am here to support. I got her back. You know, I'm not an enemy or anything like that. And yeah. I'm also, with that in mind, I'm also wondering what my granddad, you know, he passed on the day we got married.
Yeah. And
yeah,
your grandfather passed away on the day that you got married, but this was not in his disapproval of your marriage at all. One of the things about your grandfather, and I will say this about him, and I'll say this in a very nice way. He was a very strong, opinionated brother.
Yes.
And he had some real interesting views about women.
Mm-hmm.
And you've taken on a lot of those views. And what your grandfather is trying to tell you is to stop before you end up like him.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Okay. I want to beg to differ because, you said that to me before, and I'm like, where am I not? You know, respecting the female point of view. My mom was a single mom, for a portion of her bringing me up. She was a single
now,
mom.
Now, wait a minute. One thing I will tell you is you love women. This isn't about not loving them, but you love them so much because you feel this is. Let me just go ahead and clear the air. You want me to tell you the problem your wife have with you?
Yes, please.
This is the problem, that you do not value anything she tells you.
Okay.
And she's told you that before, that when she tells you something, James, it's like you dismiss it as being nothing. You know your wife can teach you stuff, too. I know you share stuff with her, and I really respect that, but you do realize that she can teach you stuff, too. You can learn from her. She's just not some damsel in distress waiting on you to rescue her from absolutely everything. And I know some of it is out of love because you don't want her to just have all of these different things going on in her life. And it's a big part of you that wants to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
But know that if you recognize that as much as you wanted to love and kiss your wife, at the same time you was choking the shit out of her, would you kiss her so much?
Right. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm choking. I hear what you're saying. I know I'm doing it, but I can't put my finger on it. It's like, where can I let up?
Where you can let up is you can speak to her and ask her to share with you, and you close your mouth and listen sometimes. Don't always have an opinion to say what you feel. Just listen.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants you to be there sometimes to just listen. Not come back and say, well, this is what I know, and this is what I found out, and through this, and I know it. That's not what she's telling those things for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm looking for solutions to problems.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I know sometimes as women, we bottle in the problem. But here's the thing. Some of these things are none of your business. It's women business. Let her be a woman. She's not a man. She's not going to act like you. She's not going to think like you. She's not going to do shit the way you do. Allow her the freedom to be who she is. She allowed you to be who you are. Some things is just women's business. And I don't know. Sometimes you brothers, y'all don't want us to be women. Y'all want us to be so tough. Y'all want us to do these things. And a big part of that is because you want us to be able to survive. I get it. If you're not around, if you're not there. But either you want a woman or you want a fucking man. Mm-hmm. You got to recognize that there are some differences. So don't always criticize everything that she's doing. And you do criticize that.
Right.
You cannot. I mean, Go ahead.
There's certain, like, sometimes I wonder if she prevents me from being a man, and it's like, I'm, you know, there's certain things, like, certain discipline, because I'm trying to be disciplined, and I don't see that so much in her, and I wanted to say, hey, we gotta be more disciplined, and that's where we want all these things, and we have all these goals.
Here's the thing. When it comes to saving money, you're the better person at that, correct?
Yes.
You're the better person. When it comes to finances, when it comes to saying, hey, let's map this out, this is what we need to do, you're the better person. She's not the better person at that. Would you agree?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Then you need to be the one to manage the money. That's what you need to be. However, you need to allow her, here's a certain amount of money. Honey, here's our goals. Not just James' goals. Here's our goals that we're working on. And this money over here, this is your money every month. If you want to blow it, if you want to go out and spend it all on a purse, go for it. Go for it. This is your wife that you chose, and you knew when you married her she wasn't disciplined. You knew that. Your mama told you that. You knew that. But you said, no, mama, this is who I choose.
Right.
This is who I love, mama. I'm going to marry her. And you did.
Okay.
But then it was a part of you who thought that once you got married, you could change her.
Mm-hmm.
You could change her. She would grow up and she would mature and she would learn how to be more like your mama. That chick ain't nothing like that. She's nothing like that, and that's okay because it's still your choice. You understand? It's still your choice, but you're not going to win trying to take away a person's free will.
Okay.
And you're not a win. It doesn't work with most women. I'm not going to say all women, but it doesn't work that when you badger somebody or beat them mentally, you understand, that doesn't make them change. By showing them the worst that you can recognize them every single time that you get a chance, that's no motivation. That's no inspiration, not for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's code word for, let me go find another fucking man.
Mm-hmm.
So, sit down and have a discussion together. Have a discussion together. You know that you are better at the finances, but see, here's the thing for you. You want to spend money on what you feel is valid. But then when she has something, you consider it not to be valid. That's not fair. That's not fair, James.
Okay.
That's not fair. Because you want to go out and buy a video game and she want to go out and buy a pair of shoes or a purse. That's not fair for you to value what you feel is valuable versus what she feels is valuable. That's not it. Give each other what I call the shits and giggles account. Y'all get a shits and giggles account, and this is how much she gets to play around with, and this is how much you get to play around with. The rest goes to savings. The rest goes to the bills. But you don't get to dictate. And one of the things that I'll tell you that you do is you play passive aggressive, and that's not a good look for any brother. I don't care who you are. I don't care how fine you are, because you're a good-looking brother. It doesn't look good on you.
Mm-hmm. That's of my past. That's something I'm trying to step away from. So you say, listen, don't be so much just to give a solution, because she wants to just be heard. So just sit and listen so I can do that.
How about it has nothing to do, you stay your ass out of it.
You were kind of breaking up when you said that. I'm sorry.
I said it has nothing to do with you, keep your ass out of it. Sometimes women, we want to tell our men stuff, not you turn around and tell us what to do. Just we want to tell you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not hearing anything, Miss Blue.
I'm not saying anything. I'm waiting on you, Jay.
Okay. No, okay. So yeah, I can do that. And what is it that I can do to step away from those views of my grandfather?
The main thing you can do to step away from a lot of those views is you can explain it to your wife this way. If I had my way, you would probably not be working. You'd be at home, and I'd be working. And that's the way we would live our lives. You'd be raising the children or whatever, and I'd be doing this. I know you want to be independent and do your thing, and I want to allow you to do that. But we need to come to a middle ground.
Yeah. Well, we're actually in that position. I am working. She's a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And she has some ideas and goals, like she wants to write a book. And well, I said, well, you know, baby, just go ahead and write. And she says, no, I'm not writing. You know, I'm not writing, because I want to be in a position where a better position, because if how am I going to write and give words of suggestion for somebody else if I'm not at that place? I'm like, that doesn't matter. You're writing an autobiography. You should be writing right now.
Then why don't you tell her, instead of telling her that, why don't you ask her, how can we help you get in a better position?
Mm-hmm.
She just told you the answer. I want to be in a better position. Ask her, how can I help you be in a better position to write? That's it.
Okay.
I mean, isn't that simple?
Yeah.
Then you going back and forth and trying to convince her, oh, you need to just write, you need to just do this, and you said you wanted to write, and why aren't you writing, and blah, 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 blah. She told you the answer. And I kind of beg to differ. I don't think your wife really wants to write a book. I really think she wants to teach. She want to be able to share her message more verbally than she does want to write.
I can agree with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You tell her to listen to the remix?
Yeah, I'll try to. We're at odds when it comes to spirituality, and so I was probably on the remix YouTube and remix it. I kind of wore out, and then I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of you brothers do that, and by the time the sisters get to me, they're like, I'm so happy I listen, Miss Blue, but they was trying to get me to listen to, my husband was trying to get me to listen to this show or that. You're trying to get her to listen to shows you like. That's what you're trying to do. Instead of saying, I know what you're interested in, take a look, maybe find something you're interested in. Instead of saying, I want you to sit down and listen to what I get from the remix, because everybody's experience is different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite sure if she was listening to the show tonight, oh, she would listen. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I think that would be good for you to have her to download this and listen to you talk to me so she can hear this. Once again, you're trying to force her to do something that she doesn't want to do. That's not what wives are for. She gets to be her own person, and you get to be your own person. You two definitely love each other. Mm-hmm. And you got to learn how to be more affectionate as a husband. Because that's an issue for you. She ain't your mama. She's your wife. You got to smack on the ass sometime. Tell her you love her. You got to act like a man, not a little boy.
Okay.
That's what you got to do. Romance her. Take her out. Make her feel like she's your wife, like you love her. Call her up and just tell her sometimes, hey, what you calling for? I just want to tell you I love you. Be the man. She don't need another woman in the relationship. She wants another man in the relationship. She wants you to do that. And I know you're a very gentle, loving brother, but express that to the woman you love.
Right. Yeah.
It's about giving and receiving. And then at night, you lay in there with your hands up under your head like she's supposed to just jump up and perform. We don't work like that as women. We don't work like that. That's when you get your back. We turn our backs to you. You ain't had nothing to say to me all day, and here you come with feel up on me. What? Oh, no, thank you. Good night. I got a headache. I'm not feeling well. Let's just go to sleep. I know you probably done heard all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. You got to bring the romance back in it. You guys are still young. Even if you're an older couple, I remember a sister who called into the show, and I did a reading for her, and she told me about how it was her man who turned her on to listening to the remix. And every time the remix came on, when the dance part came up, they would stand up and they would dance with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You've got to bring the romance back into the relationship. Yes, as the man, you're the leader. Yes, as the man, you have the responsibility to carry family forward. And there are certain things. Your grandfather had some things about putting your foot down. You got to do that. But when you put your damn foot down, you better make a big damn stomp. You can't go around tapping because we don't respect taps.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So get Thank a babysitter for the kids. Have a date night. Take your wife out. Romance her ass like you did when you knew you wanted to make her your wifey.
Okay.
We love that as women. We love that. We love to be romance, either through your words, through your care, through your kindness, through your acts. We love that. So that's how you're going to get her back. You got to romance her.
True.
You got it?
True. I got it.
All right. So no more taps. You got to make a stomp. When you're ready to make your point, don't tap. Stomp.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it's time for you to get your Marvin Gaye on, you got to know how to do that too.
Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Peace and love. Mm-hmm.
Peace and love. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Ooh, somebody in the chat room said, treat her like girlfriend. No, that don't work. We grown people. No. Girlfriends don't get treated well these days. We ain't going to treat her like a girlfriend. We ain't going to treat her like a girlfriend. Oh, y'all are too funny. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 203? We can't hear you. We'll go to the next caller. I'll go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Yeah, this is Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't hear you, Patrick.
You can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
Sound like you're talking in a tunnel. You have us on speaker?
I just turned the speaker off.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can, Patrick. Greetings.
All right. What's going on?
Everything is good. What's your question?
Well, my question is, it's more or less, I've been having dreams of a young lady that I was dealing with. And we kind of like fell off on bad terms, and I was just wondering, why do I keep having these dreams? And I've been having these dreams about her and her kids for like 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like every night, and I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, well, one of the things, and you actually just said it, that you guys fell off on bad terms. That's why you're having the dreams. You're having dreams because you know that that didn't really go exactly how you wanted it to go. You know? Mm. And this is a big part of your conscious waking up, because when it first went down, you didn't feel bad about it at all. In fact, you felt bad about it till recently.
No, I kind of felt bad about it when it first happened.
Not really. Not bad enough that you would go back and say anything.
No, I did. I tried to pack things up, but it wasn't, you know, sometimes things are not your fault, you know. Yeah, no control of certain.
So let me get this straight. You felt bad about what you did, but now you're saying it's not your fault?
No, it wasn't what I did. It was what she did. You know, I really don't... I don't want to, like, to really go into detail about it, but I wasn't the person that was at fault, and
yes, you were. Were you in the relationship together?
Oh yeah, we were in a relationship together.
If you were in the relationship together, then it's both your faults. How could you be in a relationship? Something happened. I don't care if she went out and cheated with 50 men, and you say it don't have nothing to do with you. Yes, it does.
I mean, in a sense, I can understand that, you know. I wasn't the one that was in error.
I don't know, Patrick. That's kind of, now I can understand why you're a little twisted about it. You went back and tried to patch things up, and you felt bad about what happened, but now you're saying it was all her fault. So what you feeling bad about something that you say is her fault?
No, I mean, I don't know, Ms. Blue. I'm kind of confused right now.
And I think that's the best answer. You are you are kind of confused. That is the best answer. And this is what I want to say. When two people are in a relationship together, one thing is never the other person's fault. Either you guys were in a relationship together or you wasn't.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's, you know, it is what it is. It's blue, you know? You lose
No, I don't really see things that way. You lose some, you win some. You're talking about your life. I mean, this isn't, we're not at the slot machine trying to put a quarter in and see if, you know, we can get all sevens. That's not what we're doing here. You're talking about your life. And for you to see your life as you win some, you lose some, it's almost like you playing, you know, you playing craps with your life. You rolling the dice.
Yeah.
You know? And so a big part of what we're talking about here is about being live. And you, you know, in that relationship, you was not live. You wasn't present. And you definitely need to be live. You need to show up and be present.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, I guess you're right.
You guess I'm right? You know. you know, I that conversation that you're having with yourself is kind of why you feel the way you do. You know, you need to give yourself a break for one thing. And then the other thing is, you know, you need to stand up and start, you know, really kind of owning who you are as a man in the world. You know, your vibration is kind of floating, and that's not a good look for a brother to have a floating vibration.
Yeah. I understand, Miss Bluff. I understand. But it's always been a pleasure, you know, talking to you and speaking with you and listening to you. I've gotten a lot of things from just listening to your show, and it's been tremendous help to me, and it's just been wonderful, and I really do appreciate you.
Well, you know, I used to have a big problem with that word appreciate. And let me tell you, because I hear what you're saying, this has happened to you, but you're still living in a very strong sense of denial. And even though you're free, and I know what you mean, understand when I say you're free now. Do you know what that means, you're free?
Well, to be free means to be not an exile.
Right. Can you hear us, Patrick? Can you hear us, Patrick?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, but you sound like you just did something different to the phone, so we can't hear you clear.
Okay. I have to move around so you can get good reception. Is that better?
That is better. Thank you for sitting up.
All right.
Oh, wow. This is, you know, this is about you being free and being able to make choices and being able to be in a place where you can have some sort of pride, because right now I feel like a lot of your self-pride has been ripped away from you.
Okay.
Tell me what that means when you say, okay, and you said that very fast. Like, that's the fastest thing you said all night.
Self-pride, I couldn't really say, my self-pride has been ripped away. I can say that I'm kind of like a little bit more stern, you know, in life. I just really don't I don't allow anyone to just come along and feel that they can step on me because I'm a Leo. That's the nature of a Leo.
Well, I know. No, not really. I don't buy that either. I feel like that's a cop-out. Yeah, that's a cop-out. Oh, I'm a Leo, so therefore, this is why I do certain things. That's a cop-out. You know, one of the things, let me tell you what's so powerful. You know why Mother Nature makes so many people be born on the same day?
And why is that?
Because they know only one is really going to step up and do a job, and so they make so many in case the rest fail. So when you tell me you're Leo, that's like saying you're a bunch of sheep and you're all going to do the whole thing. So either you're going to be a man and you're going to be God, or you're going to be a sheep. So when you say you're just the Leo and that's why you do this, then that diminishes you from being a spiritual being to just being one of the sheep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can't tell. I'm listening.
Yeah, but that was not a listen. It's what we call a low in the conversation. That means that you respond.
Okay, but I'm taking in the heat, you know, everything on what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm really asking, you know, I don't know what, I don't know how to respond to it, but
I'm sure you will one day. You will one day.
And say the best thing to do sometimes when you don't know how to respond is to not respond at all.
Oh, you do listen. That's a good thing. That's a good answer. Although I'm not believing that either. You do want to respond. You just don't want it to go on record. You got a response. Oh, yes, you do. You just didn't know that you on air and you are live. And so, you know, you don't want to respond that way.
No, it's not like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these dreams that you've been having is an opportunity for you to go back and for you to really, not with the judgment eye, but just with the eye to go back and look and see what role you play in the scenario about what happened. Because right now you're only looking at only the errors of what she did. You're not looking at anything that has to do with you. And so this is a good chance for you to go back and really to see it from a holistic point of view, not from a judging point of view. But look at everything. Take a look at it.
And that's what I actually did. Because I've made mistakes before in the past. And so what I've actually did in that particular situation, I said, you know what? I can't be as judgmental, you know, because who am I to judge anyone?
Right.
So I had to kind of like place myself in someone else's shoes.
Yes.
On how that person would feel. But at the same time, if that person doesn't have the same mutual respect for me,
right,
then it's like climbing up a greasy pole.
Patrick, I love that analogy. Sisters, y'all better stop climbing up greasy poles.
I mean, love is a two-way street.
It is, Patrick, but you're going back to what I said, is that now you have a better sense of self-pride than you did before. You told me, no, that wasn't true. But now, by your own admission, you're telling me that that's exactly what was happening in this relationship. And it happened your role because you didn't have any self-pride. So, in fact, it was you trying to climb a greasy pole. And now you're having dreams and you still want to go up the greasy pole.
No. I can't accept that, and I couldn't accept that.
So then, Patrick, let me ask you a question then. So while they were doing all of these things and they had no respect for you, that was given to you the same amount of respect you were giving, what would you call that? Would you call that you were having high self-pride when that was going on? Because the truth of the matter is, regardless of what happened, she still left you.
She left you.
Wasn't going to leave. You was going to hang on to the greasy pole until it was over. She left you. You didn't leave her. So let's be clear. If you're going to tell the story, let's be honest. At the time, your self-pride, you didn't have a good sense of self-pride. You didn't. Or you didn't.
I couldn't actually see that.
Can you see that?
No, I couldn't see that. One thing that I can say is that yes, I learned from my mistakes, and
What was your mistake?
Well, I can say that sometimes
What was your mistake?
In that particular relationship?
That's what we've been talking about. What was your mistake?
Because
she left you.
I don't basically think it was any of it was my mistake.
Hold on, Patrick. You said I learned from my mistake. So what was your mistake?
I said I learned from my mistakes, but when I said I learned from my mistakes, it wasn't referring to that particular.
Oh, okay. It wasn't referring to. So why do you think she left you then? And she was the one who was doing all the messing up. Why do you think she had to leave you and you couldn't figure out that it was done? Why do you think she had to leave you?
Basically, if that was something that she had to deal with, that she had something going on with inside of her, that's what the problem was.
Okay. She had some things going on inside of her. You said she was the one in error, as you put it, in the relationship. So you're telling me that you being with someone who's in error, that's not showing you the same level of respect as you are showing them, and that had nothing to do with you.
Say that again now.
Where do you need me to start from?
Because you were weaving in and out when you were talking.
So where do you need me to start?
About the level of respect.
Yes, she didn't have the same level of respect for you. You said that you had for her, and that the relationship, she was the one who was in error. So let me ask you a question. Why do you think she had to leave you? You couldn't answer that, so we're going to skip that one. The second question is that if she was the one in error, and you were in the relationship while you were being mistreated, why do you think you wanted to be there? But you say that you didn't do anything wrong.
Well,
and that you had a high level of your own self-esteem.
Well, I go back to your first question that you asked,
No, because you couldn't answer the first question. So why don't you just answer this?
I answer your first question. And I answer your first question with the answer that the OJs once said, that your mind is here with me, but your body's on the other side of town.
That was you. You talking about yourself, right?
No, I was just saying it was her.
Her mind was there with you, but her body was... So why did you stay? Because, again, she left you. So why did you stay knowing that her mind was only with you, but her body was somewhere else?
Well, sometimes, Miss Blue, you do things.
No, we're not talking about sometime. It's a question. Why did you stay?
I stayed for the sake of the kids because I was...
Okay. Hold on. You stayed for the sake of the kids, so why aren't you still there for the children?
Well, Ms. Blue, sometimes...
No. Why aren't you still there? Why you got to go now? You told me you stayed for the children. You didn't stay for the children. That's not true. Why would you lie on children?
No, I stay for the sake of the children. Let me tell you something.
I know people who stay in relationships for children, and they're still there.
Yeah.
So you don't get to tell me you stayed for the children, and then all of a sudden you leave. I thought you were there for the children.
Well, I tried, but...
You tried, and she took you out of your own misery and still said she didn't want you.
Well, she wasn't meant to be, Ms. Blue. That's the way the ball rolls.
No, you can't change that she does not want the relationship. You're absolutely right, and my heart goes out because I understand how that feels as well. But what I'm saying to you, you're not going to learn the lesson, because a big part of the lesson was about your own self-esteem. And because you had so low self-esteem at the time, that's why you stayed. You stayed even though you knew that the only thing you had was her mind, because she was giving her body. She was opening her legs to someone else. It wasn't about the children at all.
I don't think so.
You're the one who said her mind was with you, but her body was somewhere else. So you want to know why you keep having the dreams? Is because it's a hard reality to come to. So that's why I say what you need to do now is really about rest and reconsideration and still start to build your inner strength. It has absolutely nothing to do with you being a Leo. Nothing. It has to do with a lot of decisions and choices that were made when you were about 9 years old, that has to do with your mother and your father and how you grew up. So work on understanding who you are and your self-esteem so you don't get yourself in a situation again to be with somebody who doesn't respect you, who doesn't love you for the loving man that you are, that you're not looking for love in all the wrong places. That's the message that I have for you, is to build that God within inside of you and build it honestly, not just in your mind, but build it in your body, build it in your spirit, build it in everything that you have. It's not about compromising, and it's not about being in denial, and it's not about playing the blame game. All right. Peace and love. Thank you for calling in.
All right, Ms. Bro. I appreciate all right. the time.
Likewise. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Ooh, you got to love the brothers. Gotta love the brothers. Peace and love to that brother. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 214. We can't hear you, 214. 214. Okay, we'll come back. 214 doesn't want to talk. So we're going to put 214 on hold. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 843, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Mr. Kevin calling from South Carolina.
Mr. who?
Kevin.
I can't hear you. You said Mr. Who? Hello, we can't hear you. Okay. All right. No, his
hello?
Call didn't. Yes, hello, greetings, we're here.
Okay, you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, his call dropped. He wasn't ready. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're coming from.
Greetings, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, Belinda.
Okay, greetings to you, Miss Belinda. How are you?
I'm doing better, a lot better. I feel better, too.
Okay. Well, good. Good.
Taking better care of myself.
Okay, well, that's always a good thing.
My question is what I do in this life determine what I do in a future life? I don't have to carry baggage from this life, the things that I, negative things.
Miss Belinda,
I've been watching TV, these programs on TV,
But listen, Miss Belinda, Miss Belinda, if you check out right now, your ass gonna have to come back and finish. So don't get no happy ideas.
Get
no happy ideas, Miss Belinda. It's not gonna be that easy for you.
I was just wondering, because I.
Well, of course, here's one of the things, and I kind of want to bring this up in this way. Of course, what we do now does impact us to a certain point, to a certain degree. I'll talk a little bit about what happens when we cross over to the other side. Two, I feel like I can say this because I've had situations. Hold on one second. I'm kind of breaking up a little here. I want to make sure that everybody hears me clear. I wish people would stop Skyping me while I'm on the show. Like, how special.
Freaking up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Is that better?
No, it's still breaking up. It's like it's in and out. I don't know if it's my phone or...
No, it's mine. Give me one second, Miss Belinda. One second.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just wondering,
Well, of course things that we do, anything, words that you speak today, thoughts that you have today is actually going to be things that affect the future. As far as how it works with past life, it's not exactly that way. And this is kind of one of those tricky subjects about karma, cause and effect, and there'll be something coming up on this. But let me say this so we can kind of get a better understanding. What happens when we make our transition and we go to the go to the other side or to the other world. And I know this because I've had a bout where I actually went to the other side and talking to spirits and ancestors on the other side as well. One of the things that happen is immediately when you pass away, you do not instantly just go. In most cases, there's been a reception party that has been planned almost 2 years in advance and for the person, regardless if it is a quick passing or even if it is a passing that happens through someone's illness. Because at this point, the human, us as human beings, as spiritual beings, we have not evolved ourselves enough that we can just walk out of our physical bodies and just leave it. So it has to be something that causes the transition to go. And that looks like a lot of different things on this side. You understand what I'm saying? Some of them are things that we can certainly live with. We have both a fascination as human beings with death, and we also have a sickness when it comes to understanding this thing that we call death, which we know nothing truly dies. Things evolve themselves. But once you go to the other side, what happens for most, depending on what happens, they spend some time a lot in the healing tanks. The healing chambers or temples, as I call them, is a place where there is any kind of physical things that has happened to you or trauma that has been suffered. And this is really from the mental state of carrying this. And so there's kind of like a welcoming party that happens there. And as the welcoming party is there and they're going through the healing tanks, it's about being a part of the understanding. And what happens is you get a chance to sit around at the round table. And this has been depicted in a lot of religious, a lot of spiritual backgrounds. You'll see them talk about the council at the round table. And this is where a lot of this comes from. And these are the ones that sit with you, that talk to you, that I found out your life, these things that happen. You get a chance to go back and see this whole experience that we call life. You get a chance to look at that. And you immediately leave from that point and start to find a body to come back in. In fact, bodies are becoming fewer and fewer because we are not reincarnating as fast as we are. A lot of people are learning lessons and they're going on to other planets and they're learning other things other than places like Earth. And so that's a really good thing. And so the other things that are happening is that a lot have to go and go through school again. But you're not going through school in the sense like you did on Earth. You're going through school so that you can take a look at some of these things that maybe did not go as you would have wanted them to go, and lessons that you learned that were beautiful lessons that you learned. And you take some time to do that, and you work through that. Many times when I'm speaking to you guys, and I am talking about ancestors transitioning and going to the other side, I will say things to you like, oh, she's smiling, she's cooking, she's baking a cake, because some of these things that you long to do in this life, you, when you cross over to the other side, do get an opportunity to feel that. This is even where that goes, that all of your riches and all of these things be waiting for you in heaven. You understand that you get to walk on streets of gold and you get to do all of these things. It is a little bit about romanticizing death. And hopefully you guys can hear me. But there is some truth in the fact that you do get a chance to go. But a part of that is out of you learning. A lot of times what's happening for that mother when she's on the other side and she's taking care of a child or baby is because these are some of the things that were missed here. Now, when they get ready to reincarnate and you come back on into a physical body, you understand, then you've already learned a lot of the lessons from the last lifetime for this lifetime. You understand? Does it work that way? Because one beautiful thing about our soul is the soul sees us as one continuous life. I don't care if you've had 100 past lives or if you only had 3. They see it as all one. It is not separate by lifetimes. Oh. It is only when you come back here that that memory, when you come out of the black womb, when you come out of the black moon or wound, or you come out of the mother's wound, that that memory gets erased from you. But there are certain things, I call them, these are markers in your life. So many of us who have brought ourselves to this consciousness, we can remember things from as early as 2 and 3 years old that happened to us in our lives, that stood with us, because these are the little sort of kind of markings we left for ourselves to help us stay connected to what we said we were going to do. But also the other beautiful thing is everybody here gets to operate in free will. So at any given point, we can decide that we want to change everything that we said we were going to come back here to do. We might have came back here and said we were going to be a doctor, and we got here and decided we don't want to do that. And you get to change that. So nothing is written in stone to that degree. There are certain connections. There are certain soul people. It's kind of like telling somebody, girl, when you go to the party, we're going to link up at 10:30. Meet me at the door. And so a lot of us have come to that door, and we've met many people in our lives. But at any given moment, we can stay on the dance floor and keep dancing and never meet the person at the door. We still get free will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, of course, everything that you do is, you know, but it not in the way that that Hollywood is glamorizing it. You know, I had big hopes for a lot of these shows that are coming out, and obviously some of them have experienced it as writers, or they're talking to someone who's been conscious, and they're bringing some of the pieces of the story together. But for those of us who really, really understand about knowing our magic and understanding who we are as evolved souls on this planet, it's still nothing more than a Hollywood story. Don't believe the hype, because there's so many different missing pieces there. It's so many different things to really change it. A lot of what's happening is everybody is fighting to hold on to the old mindset, to the old era. I talked about the new era of the origin coming in. A lot of people, even those in the conscious community, thought I was crazy. Miss Blue done made up some shit called the origin, the new fucking era. And now that you look around, everybody's talking about we're in a new era. Duh. We figured this out many, many years ago when I was telling you guys we had already crossed that threshold and we moved there. And I get it, because everybody is not going to be able to move. In fact, some of us are living on different places and different dimensions now. Myself and Brother Bilal, we talked about that during the show, the sixth dimension. A lot of us are in the sixth dimension and others are not. And so we got to respect them exactly where they are, because we all get to do this. But by no means should you be basing a decision based on what could possibly happen in a future life. And even though I recognize from going into the Akashic Records and even taking a look now at the premier files about how important past lives are and understanding that component and how it's playing a role in our lives now, that is not even here to dictate and to rule your life. You should be doing things based upon what you feel in your heart about being present and taking all of yourself into consideration, because the truth of the matter is, Miss Belinda, the past, the present, and the future is all happening right now.
Right. At this time.
So yes, that answers your question. Is what you're doing right now going to affect us in the future? Hell yes, it's going to affect you. It's affecting you right now.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So that should be a good thing. You know, Miss Linda, I'm very proud of you, because you have been doing a lot of work on yourself, and where you're coming to right now is that you just got to confront a lot of issues, a lot of things with yourself. It's time for you to get Michael Jackson's song out, The Man in the Mirror, and take a look at the woman in the mirror, and you're just going to have to confront yourself with a lot of decisions you made, but not so you beat up on yourself, because this isn't what this is about. It's about you recognizing where you came from, where you are, and how you're going to begin to move yourself forward in the future.
Yes, that's what I want. I don't want to get stuck.
No.
It's all a learning process. I understand that, but I just, you know, I have free will. I just want to make sure I make a decision, not just any decision.
That's right. That's right.
It's got to be for the greater good for me.
Yeah, but the greater good needs to be for you. You've done too much for the greater good. They had nothing to do with you.
Okay.
You know? That's like me going outside and watering my grass and not watering my trees and trying to figure out why the tree is dying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for change, though. That's what I'm working on now.
Well, you don't have to be ready for change because you're actually in the cycle of change. Things are going to change, Miss Belinda, whether you want them to or not. So face the mirror. Look at yourself. You know how the song say, look at you. Look at you and look at you. You got to look at you.
Yeah, okay. I've been doing that, you know, going, you know, trying to, I'm doing that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't try. You got to do it.
Well, that's a mistake. I never do that. No, I try. I got to do it. I am. I'm going to do it, though. It's a process, but it's a working process for me. I'm going to get there.
It's a work in process, but it doesn't have to be a long process. It doesn't.
Oh. Okay.
It can take a whole lifetime if you want it to. It's your choice. That's the beautiful thing. You can change today. You ain't got to do anything tomorrow. And the beautiful thing is, and I don't want you guys to get this misconstrued, what's really jacking us the fuck up, if I can say it that way, is all this shit that don't have nothing to do with us. If we could just recognize who we are, I'm not a big fan of changing who you are, but I am a big fan of releasing shit that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Right.
So all these thoughts about how you can make wrong decision, that ain't got nothing to do with you. You understand? That's not who you are. There's nothing wrong with you. But you've allowed all these other things to come in that ain't got nothing to do with you, cloud who you really are. So that's the essence. This is one of the reasons why, and I want to tell you guys this. Hopefully, Miss Belinda, you signed up for the Soul Sisters Workshop. For strictly for sisters only for the workshop.
Yes, I heard about that too.
Yes, and the retreat, because it is going to be amazing because there are some powerhouse sisters that are coming to this workshop. This workshop is not about trying to figure out what's wrong with you, but to help you to understand there ain't nothing wrong with you.
Right. That's how to move on. That's what I'm with. You know,
yeah, you
got to front of the others and stop half stepping.
That's right. You got to start moving. You've got to start investing in yourself. You've got to, Miss Belinda. You need to start investing in yourself and working on yourself. You got to start investing in yourself. And so we, myself and Esther, who's going to be doing the workshop retreat, we've made it so it's affordable because we want every sister to come. Because we know all of the sisters have something powerful, powerful to share that we all can begin to build upon. And we need to do that as women. We need to get together as women and build in a sacred space. Women have been doing it since the beginning of time. It's what's going to make us better for our families, what's going to make us better first and foremost for ourselves, our men in our lives, the children in our lives, the community in our lives, and ultimately the whole universe is going to be a better place because of the Soul Sister Workshop. Check it out. Yes.
Well, I will. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love to you. You got to nurture yourself and release, but you're in a beautiful place. Your energy sounds so much better, and you know, you're in a good place. So keep up everything that you're doing, everything you're doing. Yeah.
I will.
All right. Love. Peace and love to you.
Love.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 720. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
It's Miss Blue.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Miss Blue, this is Abby from Colorado. It was just the show been just so good right now. Was wondering something, but I wanted to ask two questions. But my whole thing, my relationship. I want to know if I'm over. I'm getting more. I had this since I was little, the consciousness and everything, and everything I'm finding out. Am I giving the goddess in my life too much information, like overloading her with what I'm finding out? Because she went through something today, and it was like basically she tried to do herself in. And I'm like, wow. And I've been, and have I given her too much that it's overloading her?
Mm. Well, first, I want to say this. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. First thing I want to say to you, I love your accent. I really do. I really love your accent. I really do. And
I hate my voice.
No, I love it. I love it. I really do. I really do. I just had to say that. I just enjoyed hearing you talk. You said you wanted to know if God is in your life, if you're giving her too much information.
Yes.
And was that overloading her? I don't feel that you're giving her too much information, but what you're not giving her the whole understanding. The information alone does not cause transformation. You got to have the knowledge and then put the wisdom with it when we give people information. And that's the part that you're not giving. You're giving the information, but you've got to take the time to give everything else that goes with it. You got to give the knowledge, and then you got to give the understanding behind it. You understand? Otherwise, you're allowing her to come up with her with misconceptions about what you're trying to communicate, and even giving her an opportunity so she can do her own research to find it out. Now, I get that that's your woman and you want to kind of teach her. Every brother loves.
No, I do try, and that's my whole thing, Ms. Blue, when it's like when I sit back and let her go ahead and say she's going to just go do her own research, and she get upset about me doing my research, but I see what you the stuff you watching on TV and stuff, you programming yourself for failure, putting this stuff in you.
Hold on. But don't make a judgment on her doing her own research, because she still gets to be her own person. You get what I'm saying? I mean, she's not a real failure. She with you. How could she be a failure? She with you.
That's why I understand how does she go this way. You with me and you see the strip. You know everything I've been through. But I understand what you're saying, and I guess I can help that. I was shocked when I took her to the hospital, and I was talking to the doctors, and she just looked at me. She stopped me in my tracks. I was like, "Whoa, you said that?" She said, "Oh, he thinks he God. You got to kill him for basically saying I got to kill him so the world can be better." I was like, "Whoa."
Well, you know, here's the thing about that is that you knew what type of woman you were getting involved in when you got involved with her. And
yes,
that there were some things that you two differed on. You knew that. And I do believe the black man is God. So I want to be clear on where I stand. I believe you, God. I do believe
me
that.
Me too.
Right. But I also know that the black woman is a goddess too, which means we are God too.
Yes,
you understand?
Hold on.
And just like you get to express how God is to you, she should be able to express how that is expressed with her. And so I get that you're there to help her, but there's a difference between helping and controlling.
Yes. Well, I don't feel like I try to control, but...
Well, and I know you do it with love, but it's still controlling. She's at the hospital, and you're having a conversation with the doctor about her body. And I know you're her man, but you don't get to say how she takes care of her body.
I was just on that. I was just giving information because she wasn't talking.
Listen to what I'm saying. She stopped you in your tracks while you were talking, right?
Yeah.
Which means that she's able to say what she needs to say. Because if she can stop you, she can talk.
To where?
So... you have to start where a person, this is something that Siba Haru always, you know, reminded me of, and I took this the very first time I heard him to heart. You have to start where a person is at and not where you want them to be.
You're right. You're right about that. I have since I've been gone more, I've been like, well, she should be up here, and I have been at my mind, like, looking at her, like, why you ain't here? You're right.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's her journey. It's not my journey.
That's right. True love starts where a person is at and not where you want them to be. So that's the place to definitely be able to offer her support, offer her love, show her things, not with so much aggression. I get it. You're a man. I'm not telling you to bow down. You understand? Because I definitely don't like a brother that taps. If you're going to make some noise, stomp, don't tap. But definitely when you're stomping, do it with some love and really do it when nothing is going on. One of the hardest things for people to get, especially when we're trying to show love to people, is that wait until there's an emergency situation or we wait until something is heightened or something has gone bad and all of a sudden we want to drop a whole bunch of fucking knowledge. No. You wait until there's nothing going on. You wait until there's a very calm situation. You wait until everything is in a good place. When people are laughing and say, hey, I want to share something with you that has been helpful for me, and I want to share this to you. That's when you share it. The time to share it is not when a person is in fear of their own life or death and you trying to show some conscious information that you don't even know work, that you done heard somebody else ass talk about down her throat and the fucking doctor's throat. Ain't nobody listening. So
okay. That's
what you got.
I don't try to shove mine down her throat. It's like, even when I'm talking, I understand what you said to me out of that way, is that when I'm talking to other people, I have a lot of people that I'm talking about, anything they ask me about, even consciousness, and I get a group of people around me. I'm more talking when I'm talking on their level. I can see what you're saying. When I'm talking to her, I put her on my level and don't talk to her on her level. I think she might even point that out to me.
I know she done told Joe ass that. Oh, I know she done told you that a couple of times. So that's the main thing. I know you love her, and I know you want the best for her. Oh, my gosh. Can y'all please stop calling me during the show? I just don't get that. I don't get people trying to call me during the show. I don't get that. But anyway.
Okay, I get that, Miss Blue. I have one more question.
Okay.
I've been waiting, but Brother Lyle was on there and everything. I want to know how many spiritual guides I have around me and what I'm stepping up for and why it's taking so long to take me back into the astral plane.
Wait a minute. You asked about five questions. Now, what was your question?
Because they get me. And I want to know how many spiritual guides around me and which one is around me right now. Like, because for me, I haven't dreamt. I don't want to go back to where I was as a kid going, traveling and stuff. I'm going to go forward. But I feel like I haven't been dreaming. I've been trapped in this body for years and stuff. So I don't know where he at or she at. Am I doing the right thing to get in contact with him?
Well, this is what I'll say to you. I want to tell you about your spiritual guide that you have. You have a total of 4 spiritual guides around you. And
okay.
Those 4 spiritual guides. Are you in the chat room? You know what, OT? I'm sorry. Anyway. Okay, let me stay focused. Oh, my goodness. That was hilarious. Okay, so you have 4 spiritual guides around you, and the 4 spiritual guides that are around you right now are here to really kind of help you with joy and stability. Those are the 2 things. Really
wow.
Helping you with stability.
That is what I need in
helping
my life right now. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yes, and joy. These are the things that your 4 spiritual guides are here to help you with. As far as you going to the astral realm, you go to the astral realm every single night.
Why do I feel like I haven't been there since I was like 10 or 9?
Yeah, because you probably have no memory of it. You have no memory, but whenever you close your eyes and you go to sleep, you go to the astral realm. And if you want to have some memories or have certain things happen to you in the dreams, one of the things I want you to do is to go back and download. That's the first thing I want you to do. The second thing that I want you to do is before you go to sleep at night, you can actually use Amethyst Crystal is great for transporting. You can take the amethyst crystal and you can sleep with the amethyst crystal. Yeah, I got people trying to contact me on Skype, y'all. I apologize. Let me just make sure I'm here. Hopefully that's better. Okay. And you know what? And yeah, I want to... You calling me crazy.
I'm crazy too.
Yes, you are. So we in a good place. We in a good place. So,
yes.
So that's what I want you to do is take amethyst crystal and have the amethyst crystal. If you can find one that is small enough to fit inside your belly button, that's going to be perfect. Because that's a very strong cord, energetic cord that we have to the cosmos. And just set the intention that you want to remember the astral realm when you get ready to everything that you dream, every place you go, everything that you do when you're sleeping. That's going to be one of the things. So set some intentions and just kind of relax. Don't be so anxious to get there.
Okay, I got the cards.
Oh, you have the Kim deck. Yes, beautiful.
I have the Kim deck, and I'm waiting for Brother Panic's Panic Pack and his open meditate CD.
All right, well,
so
beautiful.
I'm trying to get all the bases to get my stuff popping again.
Well, I hate to bust your bubble, but the Kim deck ain't a basic. But I understand what you're saying. That's a strong tool. You have the Kim deck. What I want you to do is sleep with it underneath your pillow because that's going to also help for all of those images to be imprinted into your subconscious mind. So you're in the right track. You're working with tools that definitely are going to help open you up, and these are going to be some powerful ways for you to get in. So you're doing the right thing. Just stop trying to, bully your way with your woman. You save that for all them brothers that want to sit around and listen to you talk all day. That's who you do that with. Yeah. That's what you do. You save that for them. But you have 4 spirit guides that are with you. Like I said, they're here to help you with joy, stability, and you can just let them know don't you want them to come forth and show themselves for you? Ask them. A lot of times they'll do it in dreams. They do it through push thoughts, and these are some of the ways that they'll come. So, you know, stop bullying your woman and, you know, get her a ticket to come to the Soul Sister Workshop, and that'll be a great
and
way.
I'm waiting for a settlement. Hopefully it'll come in soon. I wanted her to do that, plus my kids, mom, and my daughters in college. I want to be able to do that for them.
That's beautiful. Take care of all the women in your life.
I have to. That's me. That's my spirit. I got to take care of them all.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's it. Good brother right there. Good brother.
And thank you, Miss Blue, because when I first got my Chem deck, guess where I had them at? I was sleeping under my pillow. Under my pillow. I took them from under my pillow, and you just told me to put them back.
That's right.
I was
there
doing the right
go.
Thing.
There you go. All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
You too, Miss Blue.
All right. All right. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in area code 301. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 301?
Yes, this is Robert.
This is Robert. Greetings, Robert. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from College Park, Maryland.
Okay. Greetings, Robert, from College Park, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Robert?
Yes?
You had a question, Robert?
No, I just listened to the show.
Okay, well, just hold on a second because you had your hand up. I'll place you back on hold, and you can keep listening, okay? So peace and love. Hold the line. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area 314. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oh, my goodness. 314?
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line?
Greetings. My name is Naisa.
Okay, greetings. Say your name one more time for me.
Naisa.
Naisa?
Yes.
That's a pretty name. Greetings, Naisa.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I have a lot going on. I wanted to know about a move I'm trying to make to another country. I feel like I'm ready to do it, but I feel kind of unsure about when the correct time is to kind of take the leap. So, yeah, I wanted to know if you had any kind of thoughts or...
Let's take a look at that. She wants to move to another country. And, you know, immediately when I start to think about that, I really feel good about the move. I definitely feel good about the move of you moving. It's something you've been thinking about for a while now, I'll say. Yeah, yeah, for a few years now. Yeah. Let's take a look at something else. Yeah. It feels really, really good. It's some things that you need to secure as far as the foundation before you decide to get ready to move. That doesn't seem like it's completely stable at this particular time of how you're going to like how the move is going to happen, what's going to happen when you get there. But you really need to secure your foundation. I just feel like that's the place where things are things are not solid. I don't feel good about your plan you have for moving over there now, but the move itself feels good. Now, initially, hold on one second. When you were getting ready to go, the move that you're going over there, is this related to the job related that you're going?
No, I don't. I mean, like you said, there's no, the foundation is not there, so I don't have a job. I want to open up a business, but I still need resources to pull that together. So I'm trying to pull together some opportunities, but I kind of wanted to know, should I just kind of jump out the window and just go and figure it out once I get there?
No, No. See, and the reason I'm saying that is because I see that this is related to work. So you will be working when you get there, but the foundation needs to be established first. And also, when was the last time you were there? About 2 years ago?
No, I was just there actually like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Maybe I was getting 2 weeks instead of, and that just doesn't feel, And this is this near South America?
I'm sorry?
Where are you moving to?
West Africa, Ghana.
Ghana. So what happened in South America? Was that also one of the places you were thinking about going somewhere there?
No. I mean, well, this week I've been thinking about going to Peru, but not to move there. So.
Okay. No. Okay, so you have been thinking about Peru. All right, so that's where South Africa would come up. You should take a trip to Peru. You really should. And I know that you have a connection with Ghana, and I think it's beautiful for you to go there, but you need to have a solid foundation before you go. Because what you're going off of now has a lot to do with still kind of being in the dream state. And this is sort of, because I almost see this person and I see her kind of feeding you information about how you can make it there.
You said, where is this person?
I could see this person telling you, like, hey, you can do this. You can make it. You could go. Girl, you should go. You should come. You should do this. Like, there is this person telling you that.
Is this a good person or a bad person?
No. We're not talking good or bad. I'm saying, is this happening?
Yes, it is.
It is happening. This can work, but for Ghana, and my godson is from there, I want you to make sure that you have a solid foundation.
Okay.
That's the only way. That needs to be so solid that it is literally running up and running before you get there, and a good support system before you make that work. You were thinking about going to Peru. I think that's good, but the move doesn't feel bad. It feels like it's going to be really a beautiful opportunity for you, and a lot of things will open up. And by the way, I love your idea for your business, but you need to build a solid foundation, and you can do it, but here's what I need you to do. I don't need you to entrust your dreams with someone else. Do not put this responsibility on someone else to make it happen for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So it feels good. It feels really good. If you can get the foundation together, if you can get the resources and get things together, and there are many people, women, sisters, brothers who do business and have connected with people doing business in other countries, and it has been done very successfully, but I want you to go there, and the person that I want you to connect with is going to be the person directly who's working with you, who is one of workers. Not some friends or people you met.
Okay. I have another question on a romantic note. I met someone many years ago, and we've been in contact for several years, on and off. But I really feel like this person is like my soul twin. You know, at different points I was in relationships, and then he was in a relationship, and now he's engaged to be married to someone. I recently saw each other, and, you know, it was just very dramatic. he seems to feel the same way, but, you know, he's tied down to someone else now. And so I just want to, A, see if you see anything about this situation, and B, kind of get your perspective on relationships and connections with people like that, and kind of what's the point if you feel that way and you're never with that person, what is, why?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I will say, a lot of people have a lot of different definitions when it comes to soul twins and twin flames. And so I don't like to get into that discussion that way, because I see that in a completely different way. It doesn't mean because you met somebody that is the only soul twin flame or whatever people are calling it that you'll meet, because the definition that most people have out there for that, that's not an accurate definition. That's no different than saying I found my soulmate, someone I love. And that definition, if you live long enough on the planet Earth, will change for you.
I'm sorry?
I said that definition, if you live long enough, will change for you. You will meet many people that you feel a very close, loving connection with. You know, what's the purpose of you seeing him again and him moving on with his life? It's the purpose to show you that love is possible. You understand? It's possible. It doesn't mean you stop loving the person because that person has moved on. You understand what I'm saying? You guys will always have feeling for each other. But the question is, he's not leaving his fiance. So he's letting you know you might have been whatever we call twin flame, but I got another twin flame.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? So, you know, it's an opportunity for you to reflect and to know that that will open back up for you again. You understand? So, you know, I think it's beautiful that you were able to bring closure, and it brought a bit of closure to him too, for him to see you before he does get married, because he has a choice. If that's something he wants to change, he's operating in free will. Nobody's holding a gun to his head making him marry somebody. So don't let that line get fed to you either, that there is no turning back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You do sound a little disappointed.
I'm reading the chat. I'm not disappointed. I mean, you know,
he's a very what?
No, I'm saying, you know, what she said was, it seems, it rings true to me, so it's just.
No, you were going to say he's very.
No, oh no, I didn't say he's very. I was saying what you're saying is it sounds very, it rings true to me, but I don't know, I'm not sad, I just, I don't know.
I mean, it's okay to be sad about it, because you really do still love him. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. I'm here. That's true.
Yeah, you do. I mean, was that hard to say? If you stay in denial about it, it will be very challenging and difficult for you. You know, and it's nothing wrong with, you know, really just recognizing the love that you felt for somebody, and then to know that they have moved on. That is challenging, of course. Of course it is. I mean, you would be less than human not to say that about the situation. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And even though you guys loved each other, there still was a lot of challenges in the relationship as well, too. So, you know, look at all sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That'll help you balance some of that energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't have any more questions.
You said what now?
I was saying I don't have any more questions. I think maybe I could ask the question that everybody asked about spirit guides.
You don't have to make a question. You knew you wanted to ask that. Yeah, you have a total of 5 spirit guides right now with you, and the spirit guides are really here to help you with a lot of challenging times that you've encountered, because over the course of the last 4 years, it's been a lot of challenging times you've gone through, and you've held on like a trooper, and that's what your 5 spirit guides are here for.
Okay.
Yeah, to help you. Remember what I told you about before you jump and leave the country. Do not go unless you have that foundation down for yourself. Really sit hard and think about that. And if it requires you to make several trips over there and even to postpone that a year or two before you get things in place, that's what you need to do. Because remember, you can go anywhere you go, but everywhere you go, you will always take yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't run. You cannot run. You can't run from you. We can run from a lot of things, but you can't run from yourself. You can't. You're a beautiful sister, and any man would be proud and honored to take you as their wife. And you got to know that. You got to know that. Because I got news for you, baby. Our brothers over there in that other continent, they a piece of work, too. Don't think you finna go meet some brothers that ain't a piece of work. Wherever the black man is roaming on this planet, he's a piece of work. A lot of people want a brother, but a brother can be a piece of work. And I don't care where you go in this world. It's still going to be a challenge.
Okay.
All right. So no running. You don't have anything to rush and to run to. Get things in order and put things exactly where they need to be, because you're not running from anything. You understand? Because as fast as you run, know that you will always catch up with you. Yeah. You can't outrun yourself. All right?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. I hope we can see you at the Sisters Workshop.
Thank you very much.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right, everybody. Ooh, just some beautiful calls here tonight. I do want to kind of let everybody know about the Sisters Workshop Retreat and make a couple of things clear. We will be working. The cutoff date is going to be April the 20th of this month, because we will take that whole week and we will be doing a retreat. And one of the things for the retreat has to do with, you can do this on your own time. It's going to be information that myself and Esther send out to you guys. So we will not be meeting live for the retreat part of it, but we will take a whole week and we will be going through things. One of the things that we'll do, we have a whole line of things set up for you guys. And one of the things is that we will actually be sending out something to you that you'll have for the whole week. And then the grand finale is going to be the workshop. That's going to be the big boom when we all get together. But I will, every single sister who signs up and reserves a virtual seat before the 20th of this month will get an opportunity to know their soul level. It's important because it's a lot of information that goes into understanding what level your soul is at. It has a lot to do with how many past lives you've had. It has a lot to do about the work that you came here to do and different things that really can help you to begin to move forward just based upon having the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding of knowing your soul level. So everybody who signs up before that date will get that. Mm-hmm. We'll get that. So you definitely want to do that. So many sisters are on board, and we certainly look forward to more and more of you sisters joining us in the Sisters Workshop. If you want to know how to get to the website, the details are here in the show notes, but you can go to www.blueblast.com/sista-s-t-a-s-workshop, W-O-R-K-S-H-O-P/, and that's going to be, everything is there. Make sure you go through all three steps. Once you reserve your virtual ticket and it takes you to PayPal, it's going to bring you back to the website so that you can register. All of the information, all of the digital love for the Soul Sister Workshop is going to be sent to you. It is for sisters only, strictly for sisters. If you're gifting somebody the workshop and you're paying for it, make sure in the PayPal note you let me know that, because some brothers are purchasing tickets for their wives, their girlfriends, their sisters, their mothers, their grandmothers, their daughters. That is certainly fine, but make sure when you get back to step two, you put their email address. They want to receive information from their name there as the registered seat, and in the PayPal information, you put that in the notes section to let me know that you are gifting the ticket and who you're gifting it to. I just want to wish everybody peace and love, and thank you guys so much for joining me here live in the forum tonight. It's been a beautiful, beautiful share tonight. It looks like we were live here tonight, but we were talking about all of these things that has to do with how we show up in the world, how we are showing up in our relationships, how we're showing up with our families, how we're moving ourselves forward. And as always, it is always so much to learn from all of the Remix sisters that are here and brothers that are bringing their love to the platform. So I thank each and every one of you callers for calling in tonight and to sharing that. As always, I want to invite you to download this show as well as all of the Remix shows. Go ahead, go over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a comment there. Leave a comment on Facebook. Leave a comment on Twitter. Spread the love everywhere. Spread the Remix love. And I just want to thank everybody for being present here. We're going to listen to some music as we get ready to go out. I want you guys to have an amazing, 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 amazing week. And have an amazing week. I love you guys. I thank you so much for being here and being present and being so open and so honest. This is how we learn, because everybody is growing up on Earth and we're doing this together. So peace and love to the whole Remix family. Much love, warm spirit. And I will see you guys next week in the Remix.
I'm in my penthouse half naked. I cook this meal for you naked. Where the hell you at? Just one shot left of this drink and this glass. Don't make me break it. Bitch, that you and me. So you can feel this feeling. I never broke one promise. And I know when you're not honest. Now you got me yelling. That's because I'm jealous.
If you can't see your promise, don't keep in mind.
I